Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we give you a front row seat to all that's happening in the classroom with our PhD of academics, Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, I know the kids are doing it, the teachers too, counting down those days till the end of the school year. But hey, we still have a lot of work to do, and we'll begin with the big story in New York, that being school budget day. It's coming up tomorrow. Hard to believe, Ralph, it's already here. I know you work very hard at getting good candidates elected to school boards. What exactly are voters deciding on tomorrow, Tuesday, May 16th?
Well, you're right. Tomorrow is a really important day, and depending on the district, there are multiple things voters will be looking at, but the two main things are approval or disapproval of the operating budget for next year, and obviously that's important. And the second thing is the school board candidates. I hope people have checked out the candidates and are prepared to vote tomorrow.
And really important, too, check with your local district for polling times and places, because they're different depending on which district you live in. So make sure you check if you don't know. We should mention, not to leave Pennsylvania out, because tomorrow is primary day in Pennsylvania, but also they're going to be voting on their school boards tomorrow in Pennsylvania on primary day, correct?
That's correct, yeah. So it's not the final vote, but it is the primary vote, and that's very important as well.
All right.
The vote there is actually in November.
Yeah, so it's kind of two votes. You get to take part twice in Pennsylvania, how they do it there. while we're in Pennsylvania, the state Senate advanced a bill last week, Ralph, that will require personal finance course in high school. Most states do offer financial literacy courses, but only a handful, I think it's less than a dozen, make it a requirement to graduate. We have talked about this on this show as well. I figured with the debt ceiling talks going on in Washington, you know, why not talk about fiscal matters in school? Do you think every state, including New York and Pennsylvania, should require a financial literacy course to graduate?
I really do. Like you said, the debt limit costs, young people don't understand about getting themselves into debt. Many of them don't even know how to balance a checkbook, although as I was thinking about that, that's probably old-fashioned now.
You're dating yourself, Ralph.
Yeah. I know it, but younger people particularly do not understand that without paying attention to that kind of thing, it's going to have long-term impact in terms of your financial ability as you go to college and do other things in your career.
I think back when I was in high school, I would have loved to have had a course on how college loans actually work. It's not free money. You've got to pay it back. But that would be part of what that would take care of, is how the whole college loan process works. So hopefully Pennsylvania will pass that, make that law. While we have time, Ralph, one more topic. School safety concerns are at a 20-year high. There was a report out last week, a poll that showed half of all parents fear for their child's well-being during the school day. I imagine in the city schools, that's probably a bigger concern than in the rural schools, but still, geography doesn't really play a part in this. Most are blaming mental health challenges today's youth are facing. Where do you think we're missing the mark, Ralph, in addressing school safety? What can be done to lessen student violence at school?
Well, certainly it is a big issue right now. Fortunately, in the state budgets, there was more money put in for mental health personnel to be in school. That's a good thing. Just a practical thing, though, is to lock the doors. Just last week, I had occasion to go to a school. I tried three doors. They were locked, every one of them. And finally, somebody came to the door to let me in, which was very frustrating. But I was really pleased to see that people are taking seriously the fact of locking the doors.
Yeah.
But certainly there are lots of things, including locking the doors, that can be done. And the mental health issues, where they're going to be able to put more counselors and people like that into schools, I think will help us ultimately.
All right. Well, hey, just like that, our time is up. But if you have any question about tomorrow's big school budget vote in New York as well as Pennsylvania, Ralph, you have a website where folks can go and learn more. Why don't you tell our audience right now what that is?
Thank you very much, Bob, for the opportunity to talk with you again today. And that website is simply whyrun.org, whyrun.org.